Next item, please. We'll go to the regular agenda. 1194, please.
Proclaim November 25th to be International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. According to the UN, United Nations, one in three women experience violence in their lifetime across all social status, class, race, country, and age groups. For many of these women, social movements such as the hashtag MeToo and resources as those provided by the Zonta Club of Portland and the Gateway Center have not yet been able to reach them. Today, we stand at a pivotal point. Our awareness of the inequity and violence women all over the world endure across cultures and backgrounds has shown us that when we come together, listen, and act, it is possible to challenge the dynamics and systems that have encouraged the discrimination and violence against women and girls. Challenging. At least we are speaking up. We don't always succeed, and that's why proclamations like this one are so important. Thank you, the Zonta Club of Portland, for your work around the world, and also the Gateway Center. And I'll turn it over to our distinguished guests. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good morning, Commissioners. Mayor.
Morning.
My name is Anita Marks, and I'm a member of the Zonta Club of Portland. I'm joined here today by fellow club members Helen Garber and Dr. Kelly Scott, our current president. I'd like to briefly tell you a little bit more about our organization's work here locally and why we're asking the city for this proclamation. As you noted, we are a group that is charged with empowering women through service and advocacy locally and globally. Locally, we perform hands-on service activities on behalf of the Salvation Army's West Women and Children's Center, a domestic violence resource in Northwest Portland. We provide informative programs and other events on local, national, and international issues impacting women and girls. We offer access to local and regional scholarships to aid in the education of tomorrow's leaders. And we offer fellowship amongst the women and men who make up our membership. We're one of six Zonta clubs in Oregon, all of whom share this common mission. Other clubs are located in Coos Bay, Corvallis, Eugene Springfield, Grants Pass, and Roseburg, and we're all affiliates of Zonta International. Now, Zonta member Helen Garber will tell you more about why it is so essential to recognize November 25th through city proclamation as an important day locally as well as internationally. Helen?
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Portland City Commissioners. My name is Helen Garber, and I'm a member of the Zonta Club of Portland, which was established in 1929. I serve as the United Nations Chair for this region of the Pacific Northwest states, including the Canadian province of British Columbia. We are excited that the City of Portland is considering our proposed proclamation to raise awareness about violence against women locally and globally. I would like to share some sobering thoughts with you. According to the United Nations, some 35 to 70% of women worldwide have experienced physical or sexual intimate partner violence. Half of all women homicide victims worldwide were killed by intimate partners or family members. Here at home in Multnomah County, one of every seven women aged 18 to 64 was physically abused by an intimate partner during the past year. Some 21,000 children in Multnomah County were exposed to domestic violence in the last year. It should be noted that young men who witness their fathers using violence against their mothers are significantly more likely to commit intimate partner violence themselves. Another form of sexual violence, primarily impacting women and girls, is human trafficking. And just this past Friday, anti-human trafficking posters went up at 30 highway rest stops in Oregon. This signage was posted by the National Human Trafficking Hotline based on its 2016 record for some 300 calls from within Oregon. That's nearly one call per day over a course of the year. Sadly, that number is expected to increase following the installation of these posters. Clearly, despite progress brought by individual efforts and global movements such as the Me Too, Hear Me Too, and Time's Up, violence against women and girls continues to be a pervasive human rights violation and global epidemic. It knows no national or cultural barrier. It takes place at home, in workspace, in open spaces. It impacts millions of women and girls in both peacetime and in conflict. Violence against women and girls threatens countries, inhibits economic progress, and prevents women from contributing to their community and creating better lives for themselves and their families. Please join us and organizations worldwide in raising awareness on November 25th as the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. We respectfully ask the City of Portland to adopt our proposed proclamation.
Kelly.
And Hi. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
I'm Kelly Scott. I'm the president of Zonta. Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, thank you so much for allowing us to speak today. I also have to thank Trevon Myrie, who got us on the docket within the shorter time frame than usual. I'm really thankful for where women have come. When Zonta was formed in 1919, there would not have been any women on this city council. In fact, women couldn't vote then till 1929. So we have come a long way. We've almost got 50%. But as you heard, there is an awful long way to go. So we personally, as a club, would like to invite any of you who aren't in San Diego on Sunday at 5 o'clock to join us underneath the Morrison Bridge while we turn the bridge orange. Orange is the color designated by the United Nations to symbolize our fight against violence against women, and we would love to have you join us. Thank you.
Thank you.
In addition to the Morrison Bridge, monuments around the world will be turning orange, including the Eiffel Tower, the Sydney Opera House, the CNN Tower in Toronto,
Niagara Falls.
So all over the world, monuments will be turning orange on Sunday.
And unfortunately, I'll be in California also visiting my daughter. I'm visiting my daughter.
You're wearing orange.
I've got my orange on. And so next week, colleagues, those of us who are here, let's try and remember, because the 25th is kind of in between the two council sessions. Perhaps those of you who have orange ties might be able to sport one. But
that would
be great. A little easier for me. And Mayor, I want to thank you and your staff for getting this proclamation done, particularly faced with the protest that we had last week of the Him Too ridiculousness. It's important that you made space for this on this agenda and got this done so that there's many different ways to protest and to stand up to people who are doing bad things, and this is one of them. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I have to confess, I've never heard of Zonta Club before. Are you a service organization?
Yes, we are.
Classified service organization. Yeah, best kept secret. We're hoping to change that.
It's an NGO, and it also has consultative status with the United Nations.
And is Zonta a name or a?
It's a Sioux Indian word meaning honest and trustworthy.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Good name.
Very good. And with that, I have the honor of reading the proclamation on behalf of the City Council. Whereas the City of Portland is an inclusive community which supports gender equity, which actively seeks through its ordinances and policies to eliminate gender-based violence. And whereas Zonta Club of Portland, in continuous operation in Portland since 1929, works to empower women through service and advocacy, and to eliminate violence against women and girls. And whereas Zonta Club of Portland is a local affiliate of Zonta International, a non-governmental organization, NGO, which acts on behalf of women and girls worldwide, and which has general consultative status with the United Nations in these matters. And whereas, since 1999, the United Nations has recognized November 25th as International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women. And whereas, Zonta Club of Portland seeks to increase public awareness of the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25th by lighting Portland's Morrison Bridge orange at dusk on that day. And whereas, this bridge lighting is in solidarity with Zontians worldwide, lighting public landmarks orange to recognize this day, including, as was mentioned, Niagara Falls, the Eiffel Tower, and the Sydney Opera House, amongst others. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 25th, 2018, to be International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. We'll suspend the rules.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for Commissioner Fritz for bringing
Shall
this forward.
Picture?
Why don't we'll take those little rails down. We'll meet right here for a photo.
I feel like a girl scout.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.